The following is a ray gun armed, faster than light presentation of GalacticNetcasts.com. Hello and welcome to the Sci-Fi Film School podcast, episode number 5. I am your host, the Inter Dave, and this guy right here, if you're watching the video version, is Mr. Matt Stein. How are you, Matt?
I'm great, Dave. I mean, you know what tomorrow is.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Oh,
is that Friday? Is something else going on tomorrow?
Didn't Facebook tell you?
It's your birthday.
Yeah, boom, there it is.
I didn't know that.
Nah, it's fine. It's one of those things that I'm kind of excited about, but to be perfectly honest, I'm getting up there, so.
You are not getting up there. Shut your dirty mouth.
I'm not 18 anymore, Dave.
I'm like double your age, so just you don't need to talk about the old thing. I'm the one that should be talking about the old thing. I'm the old fogey here on the podcast.
fine. You can be the old guy.
All right. I win.
I'm catching up to you, though.
Yeah. Well, if we stop time, maybe you'll catch up to me.
That was the point.
All right. So this is the podcast, if you're unfamiliar, where we watch a science fiction movie or TV show. Then we talk about it, review it, and take a little quiz and see what you learned if you were paying attention during the movie and or TV show. Matt, coming off a great week last week, I think you got all but one question wrong, right?
Yes. No, all but one question right.
Yeah, you got all of them except for one.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I worded the questions a little bit different this week. Not as many multiple choice, just straight answers. So that record, you may not do as well this week. I'm just saying now.
No, not at all.
Okay. So I think it is time. Let's do this. School's in session. Or we'll play that again, or we can do this right here. School is in session. And this week's assignment was the year 2000 movie that launched Vin Diesel's stellar career, Pitch Black, also known as the Chronicles of Riddick, Pitch Black. The film's budget was estimated at $23 million despite mixed reviews from critics. It was a sleeper hit, grossing $53 million worldwide. It has since developed its own cult following, particularly around the anti-hero Riddick. A sequel, The Chronicles of Riddick, was released in 2004, directed by David Twohy. I just wanted to say Twohy. Written by Jim and Ken Wheat. The Wheat brothers wrote this. Also starring Radha Mitchell, Claudia Lee Black, Cole Hauser, who's a badass. Love that guy. Keith David, one of my favorite, all-time favorite actors. You know him when you see him. And who else? There was one more I wanted to mention. Lewis Fitzgerald. I believe he was the fancy guy with all the collection of stuff. I think that's...
Oh, okay.
I believe that is Lewis Fitzgerald. All right. Distributed by Universal Pictures. Released on February 18th, 2000. In the year 2000, a prequel to Pitch Black was released named Into Pitch Black, which was supposed to be like a documentary movie. Kind of a way to promote it. The Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay, a game for the Xbox and the PC, was also released in 2004. A remake of that, including a new campaign, was released for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC on April in 2009 under the Chronicle of Riddick, Assault on Dark Athena. As of 2011, this year, one live-action sequel, The Chronicles of Riddick, is in development with both David Twohy and Vince Diesel. The sequel will tie in more closely to the original Pitch Black, according to sources, and casting is currently underway. On Rotten Tomatoes, critics gave this 55% rating. Audiences a little bit higher at 79%. Of 79% rating on Rotten Tomatoes for Pitch Black. So let's get into the review. Matt, why don't you after I play this, why don't you tell us a little bit about the movie? You can talk over this. I'm just writing on the chalkboard. Excuse me.
So, I had a hard time following this movie, and I explained this to you earlier. So the review is probably going to be worse than usual. But what I gathered is it's about like a space crew, and I honestly couldn't figure out where they were trying to go. I may have missed it. But for whatever reason, people start coming out of the cryo sleep or the deep sleep or whatever they're in. And then their ship crashes on this planet. And, you know, they're hunting around or whatever. And there's this Riddick guy who is in prison for murder. So everyone's like really sketched out about working with him because they think he's just going to lose his mind and start killing everyone. Which was weird to me because he never really did anything to show them otherwise. But in their travels and stuff about the planet, they find out that underground, where it's dark, are these...
Wait, hey, hang on 1 second. Let's not spoil things too much. Let's just say that Riddick isn't the major problem here on the planet. Let's just...
No, and he says that. He has a sweet one-liner.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So anyways, there's these things underground, and the rest of the movie is them trying to get the power cells to fix their ship to get off the planet.
Not fix their ship, fix a ship that was left behind by the people that were on this planet before.
Fix a ship.
Yes. So that is Pitch Black. Great review. Good job, Matt. I liked it a lot. I had forgotten how good the movie was. I don't think I had seen it since it came out. You, on the other hand, have a different view. What are your thoughts on the movie?
I tried on more than one occasion to start watching the movie, and it never grabbed my attention like I had hoped. And I had seen The Chronicles of Riddick prior to Pitch Black, which I thought The Chronicles of Riddick was not that bad of a movie. So I think I expected too much going into it, so it never grabbed my attention like I had hoped. Therefore, I found myself, I had to force myself to pay attention, and I missed parts and things just never added up, and I don't know. I don't think Vin Diesel's a great actor to begin with. So yeah, that's my dog crying.
Yeah, I think your dog disagrees with you on this movie. I think your dog liked the movie a lot.
My dog loves Vin Diesel. I don't know. He watched it with me all 3 times. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. I hoped it would be better, and I think I set the bar too high, and it never got there. So I just...
Yeah, I had forgotten the movie a lot about the movie. Like, I forgot that Riddick is not the major problem. I thought he killed people for some reason. In my mind, I was thinking that he was the killer, and I had forgotten about the other threat.
See, and I kind of knew going into it that Riddick wasn't the issue.
Because you had seen the second one where he's more of the hero than the anti-hero.
Right.
Right?
No, yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
So I think that might have been one of the problems, is I already knew that he wasn't the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that kind of ruined it for me, but... I guess, I don't know. I guess I wouldn't say it ruined it, but
okay. It
took away some of the guesswork at the beginning.
I thought he did a great job being his first major Hollywood movie, and he was very much a badass in this movie, and that kind of led him to the other badass roles that followed this, like Triple X and the car movie. What's it called? The
Fast and the Furious.
The Fast and the Furious, yeah, that series of movies followed this. I think there was one other movie where he was kind of an action hero. Say again?
The Pacifier.
That could be, yeah.
I was joking. That was a Disney movie.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, he plays like a badass, but it's a family movie.
Yeah.
It's awkwardly good.
That's
it's funny for what it's worth.
That's like Schwarzenegger doing Kindergarten Cop.
Right. Kind of. Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't think. There is another movie that he was in. I can't think of it. But I mean, Vin Diesel's very good at playing a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he does that well. He's not like overly ripped and ridiculous looking like Schwarzenegger was in the 80s. So he plays more of a realistic badass, I guess, and I think that's why he can pull it off so well.
See, I like this character of Riddick, like, a lot. Like, he doesn't... He's only got the one special power where his eyes are messed up. He can see better in the dark. And besides that, he's just really strong. He can kill people. There's something about this character that I really, really like. That I'm looking... I've never seen The Chronicles of Riddick, the part two. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the third movie, seeing what they do, especially at tying more into this first one.
So did they explain what happened to his eyes and I missed it, or did they not yet explain it in this movie?
Well, let's find out as we continue the Sci-Fi Film School podcast. And let's go into the What We Learned section of the show. And I will begin this after I move to the next audio clip. There it is. What I learned is what happens when you go into cryosleep.
They say most of your brain shuts down in cryosleep. All but the primitive side. The animal side. No wonder I'm still awake.
Very dramatic start to the movie. That's like the first line in the whole film. That's when they're all still asleeping.
Asleeping.
Yeah, they're all in cryo sleep, and that's before the stuff hits the fan. So that's what I learned. What did you learn, Matt?
I learned what was unique about the planet that they crashed on.
All right.
I think you should see this.
Three suns.
Hell. So much for your nightfall.
So much for my cocktail hour.
We take this as a good sign. Path, direction from Allah. Blue sun, blue water.
Ever wondered why I'm an atheist?
They all had different reactions to seeing the three suns in that scene. I thought that was interesting. I also thought it was interesting that they were hoping for darkness, but then later on, they're like, they would have died for that, for thinking the opposite of that.
Right.
Okay.
What did you learn?
What did I learn?
Yeah.
This will answer a question that you had earlier. Why Riddick's eyes are all messed up. Here we go.
Where the hell can I get eyes like that?
Gotta kill a few people.
Okay, I can do it.
You're gonna get sent to a slam where they tell you you'll never see daylight again. You take up a doctor, and you pay him 20 menthol cools to do a surgical shine job on your eyeballs.
So he can see who's sneaking up on you in the dark?
Exactly.
Leave!
I'm surprised that they still had cigarettes here in the future where you can
travel. Well, I like how they call them menthol cools.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Wait. Okay, I didn't pick up on that. There's menthol. Cool is just a brand of cigarettes, and all cools are menthols.
Right.
So yeah, they messed up a little bit on that. But I'm just surprised that they still have cigarettes.
Maybe in the future, cools makes non-menthol too. Because yeah. I just saw an ad that Newport now makes non-menthols.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. See, this is what I get.
I just saw it this morning.
This is what I get for not smoking anymore.
Hey, I don't smoke. I was at the gas station getting a soda.
You're just very observant. That's all, Matt.
Well, it was a gigantic poster in front of my car.
It's kind of hard to miss.
Right, right.
All
right,
so we established why his eyes are all messed up. He was in solitary confinement in a very, very dark place. So he got his eyes to be able to see again in the dark.
For 20 smokes.
Yes. So what did you learn, Matt?
I learned what Riddick thought happened to the people that used to be on the planet.
These people didn't leave. Come on. Whoever got Zeke got them. They're all dead. You don't really think they left with their clothes on the hooks? Photos on the shelves?
Maybe they had weight limits. You don't know.
I know you don't prep your emergency ship unless there's a fucking emergency.
Right.
Watch your mouth.
Hey, he's just saying what we're all thinking.
I had to do a little editing there in that clip. In an inordinate amount of swearing in this movie.
Yes, I did notice that too.
Yeah. A lot of the F word being tossed about.
All right, Dave, what did you learn?
Okay, what I learned, well, thanks for asking, Matt. What I learned is the real reason why John didn't leave Riddick to die in the shipwreckage. Let's find out why that was.
I am worth twice as much alive. Oh, you didn't know that. Your John's ain't a cop. He's got that nickel slick badge. In that blue uniform. But he's just a merc. And I'm just a payday. That's why it won't kill me, see? The creed is greed.
Don't waste my time. We're not going to turn on each other no matter how hard you try.
That was a little bit creepy for a moment there. They were very, very close together, and he was whispering in her ear. A little bit had a creep factor. That scene was, I thought something else was going to happen, to be honest with you. When he first...
Yeah, it was, I guess you expected him to, like, or one of them to take a swing at the other one or something, and...
Well, no, I was thinking something sexual was going to happen. When,
because
she's in the skip, the small ship, they called it the skip. When she was in the skip testing the equipment and he kind of sneaks up behind her, I thought something else was going to happen before they actually had that that conversation that you just heard there.
Oh, I guess I could see how you got that.
So what did you learn, Matt?
I learned who the weird kid really was.
Yeah, and this is kind of freaky.
I think we should go now. Oh, I don't know about that. That's death row up there. Especially with the girl bleeding.
What? She's not cut.
Not her. Her.
You gotta be kidding me.
I just thought it'd be better if people took me for a guy. I thought they might leave me alone.
Jesus, Jack,
why did you always mess with me?
You picked a fine time to become a woman. Kid. So here's this kid who is trying to act like Riddick the whole time. She had a shaved head. She had the same type of sunglasses on, you know, trying to, like, he was kind of, the kid looked up to Riddick a lot.
Right.
And you were thinking the whole time, little boy. No, turns out, little girl. Great timing on the whole becoming a woman in the middle of a swarm of whatever those creatures were.
Yeah, that was weird to me because she looked like a guy, acted like a guy.
But yeah. once you knew, you could kind of tell a little bit, you know.
Yeah, she was very effeminate. So
yeah. And I think he stopped being so tough after they found out who she really was.
Right.
All right, so I learned one last thing about this movie before we move on to the quiz section. I learned that Caroline is one tough cookie.
You listen to me. I am the captain of this ship, and I am not leaving anyone on this rock with those things. Leaving it for me.
You die.
I would try for them.
You did answer.
Yes, I would, Riddick. I would. I would die for them.
How interesting.
How interesting. I'm Riddick. I talk like this the whole time.
Gravelly voice, all quiet and stuff.
That was an awesome scene. She really toughened up at the end. Really kind of... I think she was trying to make up for almost ditching the whole crew when the ship was crashing into the planet. She was going to undock the crew compartment or the people in the back to save the ship.
Right.
And I think she was trying to atone for that the whole time, pretty much. All right, so that is what we learned. Time to move on to the quiz section. Are you ready, Matt?
I hope so.
Let's find out how much you learned. Are you sitting comfortably?
Yep.
All right, so here we go. Time to answer some questions. All right, question number one. That music's kind of loud. Hang on 1 second.
Just gulp.
Let me turn it down. Okay. Question number one. What caused the ship to crash land? And this is multiple choice, by the way. Was it A, engine malfunction, B, a hull breach, or C, an error in the ship's computer programming? So again, what caused the ship to crash land? A, engine malfunction, B, hull breach, or C, an error in the ship's computer?
I believe it was a hull breach.
Are you positive? Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
All right. Off to a good start. Let's see if we can keep that going. Question number two. How many passengers... I'm guessing that you're not going to get this one right. Because they brushed on it really, really quickly. How many passengers did the ship originally have? How many passengers did the ship originally have?
Is this not multiple choice?
No, this is straight answer.
Okay. My guess is 12. Final answer.
Final answer? Yep. Are way off. They mentioned it when they were crash landing. I forget who said it, but the answer is 40.
Whoops.
Yeah.
So, there's only like eight make it? Six or eight make it?
Yeah, something like that. I think the scene that I heard that in was when they were calling for help, basically leaving a distress call when they were crash landing. Saying what ship they were in, what the situation was, how many of how many people were in the crew, which was 40. And they mentioned it really, really quick. So, one right, one wrong. Here we go. Question number three. Which direction did they think Riddick headed off to in the beginning when he took off? Which direction did they think Riddick headed off in? A, towards sunrise. B, towards sunset, or C, towards the east?
Crap. Towards sunset.
A, towards sunrise. B, towards sunset, or C, towards the east? What's your answer?
B, sunset.
B, are you sure?
No, but it's my guess.
Towards sunrise, because he left his shackles towards sunset, and then Caroline thought he was going towards the sunset, but then Johns came up and said, no, he's just trying to fool us. He's going towards the sunrise.
See, my guess was based on the fact that he's sensitive to light, so I figured he would head away from it.
Okay, okay, I understand. So, one right, two wrong. Here we go. Question number four. What did the kids find in the sand? What did the kids find in the sand? Hang on. Multiple choice.
Okay.
Was it A, dead animal bones, B, a toy robot, or C, the ship's flight recorder?
I think it's the flight recorder.
I'm going to give you one more second. Dead animal bones, toy robot, or ship's flight recorder?
I think it's the flight recorder.
You would think wrong. And here I thought we'd have another great week with your stellar
perform.
All right. Question.
What was the answer?
Toy Robot. Toy Robot was the correct answer. That's right before they discovered the encampment, the place where the other people were that used to be on the planet.
Okay.
That was their first evidence that somebody else had lived there before. All right, so here we go. Question five. Where are you at here? You got one right and three wrong, I think?
Four wrong for round five.
So, yeah.
Wait, three, you're right.
Yeah, three right. That's what I thought. One right, three wrong. Question five. Who was the first person to die not from the crash? Who was the first person to die not from a direct result from the ship crashing? And that I just need a straight answer. I don't have multiple choice.
I don't know his name, but I know how he died.
Well, just give a general description of who the person was.
I know he went running up into the ship, and he got shot in the back because the guy's like, oh, I thought he was Riddick, but I can't think of who he was.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Okay.
We didn't know his name. It was just some dude that was coming.
Oh, okay.
He thought that
I was like trying to think if they said his name, and I just remember that's what happened.
He thought that he was the only one who had survived. He was all excited, and then that Australian guy shot him in the back. He thought he was Riddick.
Twice.
Yeah. And then he was the next one to die.
Yep.
So he got his.
Karma sucks.
Yeah, I know. Instant. Almost instant karma. All right, so two right, three wrong. Let's see if we continue your good streak here. Question six. What type of people did they think were on the planet before? What type of people did they think were the ones who abandoned the compound, who were on the planet before? A, traders. B, monks. Or C, geologists.
I think it's geologists.
Yeah. Coming back, Matt. Coming back. 3-3. Yes. All right. So we've got two more questions left. Two questions. I think two questions. Yeah, two questions. No, hang on. It's not letting me go all the way down the page. This is kind of upsetting. Uh-oh. All right, hang on. Yeah, okay, I think I accidentally deleted the answers to question eight, but I'll make it up as I go. All right.
Great.
So question number seven, what did they discover would cause darkness to fall on the planet? What did they discover would cause darkness to fall on the planet?
There is an eclipse of the sun.
That is absolutely correct. An eclipse. And all hell broke loose after the eclipse happened.
Yeah.
The creatures came out to play. This is kind of upsetting. Oh, hang on. Hang on 1 second. Excuse me. I need to... It's not letting me go down. This is really... I don't like this. I don't like this at all, Matt. You can talk amongst yourselves as I try to fix this. Oh, shoot. All right. Okay, let's try this. Question eight. What were the drugs that Johns was injecting into his eyes? And this is multiple choice. What were the drugs that Johns was injecting into the eyes that Caroline discovered? Was it A, adrenaline, B, morphine, or C, antipeptides? What were the drugs that Johns was injecting into his eyeballs? A, adrenaline, B, morphine, or C, antipeptides? Don't ask me what antipeptides are. I heard that once, and I just gave away that one's incorrect. Okay.
It wasn't what I thought it was.
Okay.
So I know that it's not that. And my guess is going to be adrenaline because he talks about it's his morning coffee.
No, the answer is B. What was B again? I can't see
morphine.
It. Morphine, yes. The answer is...
Because he said something about how he was an addict, and then he also said that it was his morning coffee, and...
No, the answer is B, morphine.
So I'm 4-4.
No? Yes.
Well, did you have 9? I thought you had 8 questions.
Yes, 4-4. That is the final question. That was question 8. So you tied yourself. You were...
So either you got to come up with another question, or you have to determine if a tie is a win or a loss.
Yeah, we've never had a tie before.
Nope.
This is interesting. All right. I can't think of a question just off the top of my head.
Right. Does tie go to the runner?
Man. Well, let's pretend this is like hockey. We can leave it at a tie.
You can't. There's no ties in hockey. There's ties in soccer.
Okay. Well, let's pretend it's soccer then.
Fine. I'm just updating my podcast win-loss record. I'm now 3-1-1.
Oh, okay. So you're keeping track of this.
Yes, I am.
So what are you? What's your record?
I am 3 wins, 1 loss, 1 tie.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep it at that. Because if I was a smart person, I would have had another question to make it uneven. But I'm not apparently smart, so we'll just keep it at that.
That works.
All right, so that is the quiz portion. We are just about done. Let's do final observations and favorite parts. I will begin. My observations were how they probably wouldn't have had Muslims in this movie if this had come out a year later, because this was released in 2000, and September 11th, 2001 was a year after that. So... they probably would have had the same movie, just wouldn't have had the Muslim aspect to this. What I liked about the movie was how creepy Vin Diesel was and his great lines. And no, I got one more. One more. I thought the visual effects were awesome, especially when they were leaving, when the small ship, when they were escaping the planet, and they kind of flew into that planet's rings. And you could see the, I don't know what they were, ice particles or small rocks, meteorites, whatever it was that was orbiting that big planet, they kind of flew into, and they showed that the very last scene of the movie.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I mean, the effects and the visuals were pretty good for this movie now, being 11 years old.
Yeah, no, I was really impressed, very, very, very impressed. So, your turn. Final observations, favorite parts.
I guess, I don't know. I didn't really have any spectacular observations. I did like Vin Diesel's one-liners, though, like when they finally realize that there's something else on the planet, and he says, like, see, told you, I'm not your problem here. That was my favorite part.
Okay.
Because that solidified his badassliness in this movie.
Bad Ashliness, is that an actual word? Can we use that?
No, I just made it up.
Okay. Why don't you continue talking a little bit more, because I discovered just now that I do not have a movie picked for next week.
I did see that, so I guess I don't really know what to talk about.
Well, I'm going to look up real quick. Let's decide together what movie we want to do.
Okay. Are we technically still recording or not?
Yeah, we're recording. The podcast continues.
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to cut this part out.
No, we'll keep it in. It's better that way.
Oh, well, that works.
We could go really old and do like the Andromeda Man, or no, the Andromeda Strain, but that's too much. That's not science fiction enough for me. Netflix doesn't have a very good variety of science fiction movies right now. We're kind of we're running on empty a little bit.
I'm going to go to Netflix too, and...
We could do 1984.
I don't know. What is 1984 about?
It's the George Orwell story where Big Brother's watching you.
Oh.
Let's do that one. Let's do 1984 for next week.
Okay. And yeah, actually, this sounds pretty interesting. So.
All right. So the 1984 movie, 1984. I think they planned that.
I hope they did.
Yeah. So that's going to do it for the Sci-Fi Film School podcast. Thank you very much for joining us this week. If you want to follow what we're doing, Go to galacticnetcasts.com, subscribe to this and our other podcasts. We have the Science Fiction Daily podcast. We have the Time Traveling Robots in Space podcast and the Alien Invasion podcast, all right there at galacticnetcasts.com. Subscribe via iTunes, or there's also an email subscription form pretty much on all the pages on the website that you can just fill it out real quick, and you'll be informed. A little email will be sent to your inbox whenever we have a brand new podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at GalacticNetcast. We're also on Facebook and Google Plus, Galactic Netcasts. You can follow me on Twitter. I am the InterDave, and I'm David Nelson on Gmail. And have you activated your subscribe to my Facebook yet, Matt? That new feature that Facebook has?
No.
Yeah, people can actually subscribe to you. They don't have to be your friend. They can just subscribe to you. And whenever you send out a public post on Facebook, you know how you can make it where it'll just go to your friends or just friends of friends, but and public? Whenever it's a public status message on Facebook, people that who subscribe to you will get that.
Huh. I just apparently set it up.
Okay. Wow, you are quick.
Wow. I thought it would be a little harder to find, but it's just there.
Yep, it's right there.
11 seconds ago, I said it was okay for people to subscribe to me.
All right, so look for Matt Stein on Facebook and subscribe to his feed. All right, so again, 1984 for next week, and we will talk to you then, my friend.
Love you. See you later, Dave.
Bye. This has been a presentation of Galactic Netcasts. To subscribe to this and our other podcasts, go to galacticnetcasts.com.